Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says clouds will be on the increase today. We might see some flurries. High only near 19 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's minus 4. It's minus 7 degrees in Burlington. Milwaukee checking in at 3 below 0. In Racine, it is minus 2. Well, the Packers came back from an 11-0 initial deficit to beat the Washington Redskins 35-18 in the first round of the playoffs. The offense, which had sputtered again at the beginning of the game, kind of woke up and returned to form. Aaron Rodgers with 210 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, Eddie Lacy, James Starks, both rushing for scores. Rodgers says the offense came alive.
Yeah, we won. We scored 35 points. You know, we moved the ball a little bit better. The playoffs, I think, brings it out of all of us. You know, it's a one-and-done mentality, and the focus goes up, and intensity goes up, and there's nothing like a road playoff win.
Head coach Mike McCarthy says they're excited about another shot at the Arizona Cardinals. Of course, the Packers played the Cardinals a few weeks back and got demolished out there. Two silver alerts for missing adults with mental health issues had connections Sunday and this morning to Racine County. The first was for a 71-year-old man, Tommy Harris, who had disappeared in Racine. Part of the concern, his inability to speak due to a brain injury. At one point, police focused around 16th and Ohio Streets. The alert, though, canceled last night. Harris found safe. No details released, though. And a 76-year-old woman from Whitewater disappeared from Fort Atkinson Memorial Hospital after visiting a family member. Early this morning, that woman was reported to have stopped at the Walgreens on Douglas Avenue near 4 Mile Road in Caledonia and was given directions back toward Whitewater. She was in a silver car at the time. American Red Cross disaster responders in Wisconsin had a busy weekend with multiple fires, including a call to the 3500 block of Highway H in Sturtevant, a house fire in which 3 dogs perished, the damage estimate around $50,000. Also, several residents affected in a 4-unit apartment complex in Chippewa Falls, a family of 5 displaced with a house fire in Milton, and a family of 4 displaced with a mobile home destroyed in Onalaska. The Red Cross also reminding the public about the dangers of using a stove or oven to heat a residence, as well as space heaters too close to flammable materials, and to turn them off before leaving a room or going to bed. State health officials urging homeowners think about testing for radon gas this month, the second leading cause of lung cancer in this country.
This is totally preventable. People can test their homes. It's totally fixable. And any age of home, old or new, is susceptible to a problem.
That's Jessica Maloney with the State Department of Health Services, who says most local health departments do have testing kits available, so at least give them a call to get information. There is technically still an investigation underway into the weekend death of a woman along the Union Pacific tracks near the S.C. Johnson Waxdale facility in Mount Pleasant, but police indicate foul play does not appear to have been involved. A news release says the evidence pointed to the victim, a 45-year-old resident of the village, being struck by a train. It was the conductor from another train who called in that discovery. Racine police investigating the weekend shooting incident with 2 victims. Early Sunday morning, officers going to Rojo's Tavern on Yount Street, a 23-year-old man with a bullet wound to the chest. Less than half an hour later, a 21-year-old man showed up in the emergency room of Wheaton Franciscan All Saints with a gunshot wound to the leg, which he said happened at the bar. That man also receiving treatment, then was jailed on outstanding warrants. A department news release does not indicate if the 2 incidents are related. And your mini sweet shop on South Memorial Drive in Racine, the target of an armed robbery over the weekend. The store clerk told investigating officers the offender displayed a gun and demanded money from the register. After getting an undisclosed amount, that robber fled in an unknown direction. Anybody with information asked to contact the police department's investigation unit at 635-7756 or make it anonymous through Crime Stoppers of Racine County, 636-9330. You can also, though, send a RACS, that's a text, and the message to Crimes, and then tip 417 if you have any information. In case you hadn't heard, the Powerball jackpot for Wednesday night's drawing now projected to be at least $1.3 billion. Just a couple of bucks if you're interested. No, it's not. Rose Gruber is with the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says, yeah, it's okay to play. Just do it smart.
Don't spend any more money than you can afford to. You know, don't take your money for paying your bills or your mortgage to buy lottery tickets.
Meanwhile, 9 lucky players each won $50,000, including somebody who purchased a ticket at the Quick Trip on Falcon Ridge Drive in Burlington. Other winners including one in Milwaukee County and 2 sold in Sheboygan County. You will have until 9 p.m. Wednesday to purchase a ticket for the Power Game drawing. The Mount Pleasant Village Board is meeting tonight. That session includes talk about the Highway V waterline project and special assessments. Now, the agenda calls for the meeting to begin in open session, then go behind closed doors for a talk about strategy. That regarding potential litigation related to the special assessments for sewer and water improvements on Highway V. Then there's going to be an open session right afterward to take possible action on any motions from the closed-door meeting, including the possible scheduling of a public hearing and some more board meetings related to the assessments on that project. Today's the deadline faced by 4 candidates for the Racine Unified School Board to validate their nominating petitions, which the Racine Education Association claims are faulty in one way or another. The 4 candidates among the 20 who filed to run for newly established numbered districts on the board are incumbents Pamela Handro and John Coates, along with challengers Bryn Beamick and Ernest Naya. The teachers' union raising questions about signatures and forms being filled out properly. Unified's deputy clerk for elections, Pat Meyer, contacted the 4 affected candidates, giving them until today to respond, from which she will respond by the end of business on the validity of the complaints. The Kenosha County 2016 Sheriff's Citizens Academy is now taking applications. This is a chance for you to learn what law enforcement's all about. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Citizens Academy is an 8-week overview of all aspects of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Classes are held once a week and will begin Monday, March 7th and end April 25th. Highlights of the academy include tours of all the Sheriff's Department facilities, in-depth discussions and demonstrations by the Detentions Division, Investigation Bureau, Bomb Squad, K-9 Unit, and a drunk driving arrest. Only 20 applicants will be accepted. Applications are available by email on the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department website or at the Sheriff's Department. Applications will be accepted through February 1st. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Remember, WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Whenever you want, just go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.